9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, January 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished the week in positive territory on hopes of moderating inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 29 points to close at 33,978. The S&P 500 was up 10 points, and the Nasdaq finished up 109 points. The mood among many investors appears to have shifted, boosted in part by signs that inflation is turning the corner. The Dow and S&P are up 3 of the past 4 weeks, and the Nasdaq has turned in 4 straight weekly gains. Investors are also closely watching the steady stream of corporate earnings reports. 29% of companies in the S&P 500 have reported results so far. Within that group, 69% of them have reported earnings per share that topped analyst forecasts. That's below the 5-year average of 77%. And companies are beating earnings estimates by an average 1.5%, well below the 5-year mean of 8.6%. Looking at stocks, Tesla's strong earnings report earlier this week is still propelling the stock higher. Shares were up another 11% today. American Express reported profit fell for the fourth quarter, but shares rose about 10.6% after the credit card company said spending at restaurants grew 24% and travel and entertainment spending rose 38% last quarter compared to a year ago. Chevron shares were down 4.4%, despite the oil company reporting record annual profit for last year. And Intel shares dropped 6.4% a day after it reported a fourth-quarter loss and downbeat outlook for the current quarter. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.